WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden is preparing to deliver his State of the Union address. And ABC's Stephen Portnoy says he'll make history no matter what he says.
Tonight marks the 100th in-person delivery of the State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress. Over a century ago, Woodrow Wilson revived a tradition that began with George Washington in 1790. Joe Biden, who's been in the House chamber for most of the State of the Union addresses delivered over the past 50 years, will use his speech tonight to lay out his vision for the country.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response. Families of some of the 19 students and two teachers who were killed in the 2022 massacre at Robb Elementary sat in shock as they listened to the results of an investigation which placed no blame on Uvalde, Texas police officers and defended their response. An earlier report described a cascade of failures. This is ABC News. A warning that the Israel-Hamas war is leading to a growing threat of violence.
A new confidential intelligence briefing from the Department of Homeland Security says ISIS is likely to, quote, intensify calls for attacks during Ramadan and possibly through Easter and Passover. The report states that ISIS media typically intensifies calls for violence during Ramadan, which begins on March 10th. But this year, it comes at a time of heightened tension due to the Israel-Hamas war. It notes that while ISIS opposes Hamas, ISIS leadership has framed the conflict as a broader religious war. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Last week's massive Smokehouse Creek fire in Texas was ignited by power lines. Xcel Energy admits its equipment appears to have played a role, but denies claims of negligence in maintenance or operation. The fires burned nearly 1,700 square miles. It's destroyed as many 500 structures and killed thousands of livestock. Last month was the hottest February ever recorded. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggyhow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's job numbers hit an all-time high in January. The State Department of Workforce Development released their numbers Thursday. Wisconsin's unemployment rate was at 3.2%, below the national unemployment rate of 3.7%. The number of jobs hit historic highs with over 3 million non-farm jobs and 2.6 million private jobs across the state. DWD Secretary Amy Pachakik says that she expects Wisconsin's economy will continue to break records into 2024. An appellate court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in the state. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. I'm Nate Wiggyhout, Civic Media News.
Travel the world and the seven is my life. Go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone.
Keep it to yourself. It's my life. Keep it to yourself. It's my life.
Time for Jack FM's best subliminal messages.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly cloudy sky, lows in the mid-20s. And more clouds around for tomorrow. There could be a flurry or brief snow shower. High, upper 30s to near 40. Early clouds Saturday, then sun for the afternoon. Breezy, cooler, and mid-30s. Sunny and low 40s Sunday. Right now, it's 36.
This bunch of songs in our own Jack FM is only in it for the dental plan.
Why can't we give love, give love, give love?
103.1 Jack FM.
We'll be right back. did you forget to take out the trash again?
Plays commercials, just like your favorite radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly cloudy sky, lows in the mid-20s. And more clouds around for tomorrow. There could be a flurry or a brief snow shower, high upper 30s to near 40. Early clouds Saturday, then sun for the afternoon, breezy, cooler, and mid-30s. Sunny and low 40s Sunday. Currently 35 degrees.
All you really want me to do is say something stupid so you can put it on the air.
Jack in Spanish is pronounced.
103.1 Jack FM.
Is pronounced Jack.
Papa Captain.
Saying What We Want machine too? But yours looks like a phone. You're emotionally unavailable right now, so please leave an insincere message, 866-930-JACK.
Positively, positively, Jack.
Jack FM. Oh, and for being so gentle with that catheter.
Meant to cut me down.